It's no secret that South African consumers remain under financial pressure, and with such a context, it can create opportunities for short-term investment schemes to swindle people of their hard-earned cash as they get tempted by attractive-sounding get-rich-quick schemes. Investment experts are often warning that consumers should guard against the temptation. To discuss how not to fall for any old scheme with the potential of completely losing your money, I'm joined on the line by Nancy Bumbo. She's the head of market content at Momentum Securities. Thanks very much for joining us, Nancy. So when considering making an investment, especially one that's suddenly become fashionable within your community or within your set and promises to give you great returns in a short space of time, what questions do you need to be asking about its credibility?
Okay, so firstly, you want to make sure that it's registered, with, for example, the FSCA. And how you can see this is that investments that are registered, or investment companies that are registered, or financial services, rather, let me put it that way, that are registered, will state that they are an authorized financial services provider. That's something that you want to look for. You want to look for some type of regulation that is regulating that company or the investment. Mm. And how you can see that, for example, you can go onto the FSP website and you can type in the FSP number that they put there and it should pop up. So you'll see that, for example, of some of our documents, we have our FSP number. So you type that in and it should pop up. We will pop up. Momentum Securities will pop up. And then I was also going to say that some of these investment schemes that are fraudulent, they have a bit of lack of transparency. So it will be a bit difficult to detect exactly how the funds are generated. And when it's hard to detect exactly how the funds are generated, that should ring an alarm. And as an investor, you should probe more into it.
Hmm. So if we look specifically at so-called Ponzi or pyramid schemes, what elements do they have, and why ultimately are they a bad investment? Because when they start, they seem to be quite good for the initial participants.
Yes. So for the initial participants, and once again, if they're lucky, actually, it is good for them. Some people have made money from it, but they collapse. So it's a matter of sustainability, because they don't have a core asset per se that is generating the funds, right? Their funds are simply generated by more people putting in money, and that's not sustainable. Yeah. Mm. So that's why eventually they collapse. And what happens is sometimes people will hear from somebody who maybe was like one of the first few to join who actually made money. The other people following will then put a lot of money in those funds only to lose everything.
Yes.
And because also it's not regulated, who do you go to who's liable? Like, who do you go to for recourse and stuff?
Exactly.
You know, that's why regulation is so important.
Mm. So what are some of the red flags to look out for when being enticed to join a scheme?
So lack of transparency, like I mentioned, right? If there's some sort of pressure to act now, then that's also a red flag. The investor should probe more, because there shouldn't be any pressure to act now. An investor should have enough time to actually probe and see whether that's an investment that they want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is regulation. Once again, like, you need to make sure that it's registered. If it's not registered, then that's a big red flag. You need to do some serious probing if it's not registered with any financial board.
Mm. I suppose in this day and age, with the ease of accessibility to social media, to most people, the problem of sucking people into these schemes is even worse.
Yes, it is. It is, unfortunately. And there was actually, I came across something on the net recently where they actually used the prominent name, right, being CNN. So, for example, because you see CNN on that site, you would think that it is something genuine,
yes,
right? But I decided to look at it and to poke through it and see it. One of the things that they had, so firstly, really, really high returns, like let's say 30%, even 100%, you know, these are the type of returns that they offer. If you see returns like that, you want to think twice about it.
Mm.
So with that particular site, the person had made, I think, a 300% return within 1 hour of registering, you know. So already that's like, I think everybody would be invested in it if it was something genuine.
Exactly.
Second to that, I decided, okay, cool, let me click this CNN tick that it states to be, right? Only to find that CNN tick just takes me to a sign-up page. It doesn't take me to anything CNN related, you know? So with technology and everything, it's becoming even more becoming easier to get investors. And that's why it's very important for investors to at least pay attention to those three things that I mentioned, like transparency. If there's any pressure, be careful, probe into it. There should not be pressure. Take the time to look into it. And whether it's registered, those are the things that you really want to pay attention to.
Yeah, it's interesting because recently the Financial Services Conduct Authority flagged up a bank which claims to be associated with the MoneyWeb brand. They call themselves MoneyWeb Private Bank. And of course, we've been telling our listeners, you know, that there's absolutely no association and no doubt they're doing similar things.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very important to probe and not to just jump into things because, yes, times look tough right now. People want really good investments. People want their money to work for them, but you need to be very careful. Otherwise, people can lose their money, and that's not what anybody wants.
Indeed. Yeah. Okay, so you know, you've told us what the bad investments are. So for those who are looking to perhaps invest, but perhaps they don't necessarily have a very long time horizon. Maybe they have a year to invest because they've got something that they must pay for next year. Maybe it's school fees or something. What are some of the safe spaces for them to look to grow their money? What about things like South African government bonds?
Yeah, so if a person doesn't have a long time horizon, like a 1 year time horizon, money market is the best investment because it's the safest investment compared to, for example, your equities, right? So your South African government bonds, your money market usually does have exposure to government bonds. So an investor can look for something within that space.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then, of course, for your longer term investment unit trusts, what else can people look at doing?
So it also will depend on the investor and how much cash they have to invest at that moment, the lump sum that they have, for example. So they could go for unit trusts. And then for somebody who would want to invest directly in shares, for example, they could go to a Momentum Securities, for example. And if you go to our website, then the investor could see the different fact sheets there. And this is for people who have like a time horizon of about 5 years because equities are volatile.
Yes,
you know? So they could go for a unit trust or they could go for actual like direct share exposure, which is a bit different to the unit trust structure.
Of course, there's so many options and that's where a personal financial advisor would come in.
Yes, definitely. I like to refer to financial planners specifically, and it's very important because the financial planner will look at the investors, the investor, the individual, holistically, you know. So sometimes you could find that an investor or a person would want to invest when maybe investing at that particular point in time and where they are financially might not be the best thing for them. So that's why it's very good to have a financial planner who can look at everything holistically, and also they have the background and the knowledge to say, okay, this investment will do for you depending on the time horizon. This one will do for you because this is how much excess cash you have and so forth.
That was Nancy Bambo. She's the head of market content at Momentum Securities.